السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے
With the grace of the Almighty Allah, the Jalsa Salana Germany, the annual convention of the Ahmadiyya Community Germany, reached its conclusion after 3 days last Sunday with a full list of programs. There were preparations and arrangements made for the whole year to organize the Jalsa. Hundreds of volunteers begin preparations just a few days before, and once the Jalsa starts, it appears that it comes to an end all of a sudden. It seems that in no time at all, it comes to an end. Perhaps those living abroad or in other countries may think that the Jalsa Salana Germany, because it is held in large conference halls where everything is already installed and prepared from beforehand, so therefore what would the volunteers and duty holders have to do on duty in this place? However, despite the fact that there are very large halls, there are certain tasks which must be done and require a great deal of effort. Despite such a large hall, arrangements have to be made for accommodation, for food serving, and also for various other tasks as well. All of this requires temporary arrangements, and all of these have to be established outside of these conference halls. We have to obtain marquees for these purposes. Then within the hall itself, there has to be arrangements for people to sit down. There is proper audio facility that must be installed for people to listen to the speeches. And similarly, there are many other duties. Through Waqari Amal, the Khuddam, the youth, as well as the Lajna, the women and the Ansar, have to spend a lot of time to prepare everything. During the days of the Jalsa, cooking, food serving, cleanliness, parking, security arrangements, checking and scanning, the sound system, as I have already mentioned. Then MTA, in addition to broadcasting from the Jalsaghar, there are also programs within the studio that MTA have to organize. So these are all duty workers, which include men, women, and also young girls, as well as young boys, and even children. All of these people are partake in the arrangements of the Jalsa. So all of these people are deserving to be thanked by everyone who participated in the Jalsa. This mostly includes those who are from here, but also Ahmadis from all over the world. That through his servants, Allah the Almighty enable for the proceedings of the Jalsa to pass through successfully, both in terms of listening to the Jalsa and watching it. So all of these duty workers are deserving of our thanks. May Allah the Almighty reward them all. I also would like to thank all of these duty workers who in every respect made the Jalsa a successful one. They took care of the guests of the Promised Messiah alayhi salam with all of their capabilities and strength, and were unable to fully serve them. May Allah the Almighty enable all of these duty workers to serve in the future with even greater vigor and zeal. Where this Jalsa facilitates our tarbiyat, our moral training and spiritual uplift, in this special atmosphere, physically at the Jalsa, but also through MTA where people are watching. There as well, non-Ahmadis and non-Muslims participate and attend at the Jalsa Salana, the annual convention. Or many Ahmadis have contacts with non-Ahmadis and non-Muslims, and they bring them to the Jalsa Salana. Or they watch MTA as a result. This includes opponents who also sometimes watch our programs on MTA. Often, such jalsas become a means of tabligh for these people, both for the non-Ahmadis who attend physically and also the non-Ahmadis who watch on MTA. This is something that many Ahmadis have expressed, that our acquaintances and contacts as a result of the Jalsa Salana have strengthened their bond with the Jamaat, with the Ahmadiyya community, and they have inclined even to a greater degree to learn more about Ahmadiyyat. There are many non-Ahmadis and non-Muslims who come to the Jalsa Salana. They experience and witness the atmosphere. They take the bayt as well, the initiation, and they enter into the Ahmadiyya community. There are innumerable blessings of the Jalsa Salana, and this is something that is mentioned with relation to the proceedings. The Jalsa Salana Germany also had an impact upon non-Ahmadis, and I will present some accounts in this regard. For the last few years, there has been a bayt ceremony at the Jalsa Salana, Germany. This year, from 14 different nations, 83 people took part in becoming new Ahmadis in the bayt ceremony. Some people, they saw the good treatment by the Ahmadis, and they saw the spirituality, and their hearts were transformed as a result. Thus they did the bayt, they took the Pledge of Allegiance. Ibrahim Sahib, a guest from Bosnia, said, "Ahmadiyyat alone is the truth, which is based on the teachings of Islam. he mentioned the sermon of Hazur, and he said, "This had the biggest impact upon me, and it answered the questions that I had in my mind. My heart is now satisfied." So this person took the bed and entered Ahmadiyyat. He said, "Now I only want to submit to Khalifatul Masih. I wish to be near to Hazur, and your love and affection has made me greatly devoted to you." Then an acquaintance who is from Iraq originally said that I was introduced to the Ahmadiyya community by an Ahmadi. Then I took part in two Arab meetings in Jamia Ahmadiyya. Through the local imam, I came to learn of the Jamaat's doctrines, the community's doctrines, which were entirely new for me and were based on truth. They really touched my heart. I then had the opportunity to go to the Jalsa Salana. It was an astonishing scene to me. Greatly disciplined, passion to serve, human values, people of different nations and countries, yet there was brotherhood and harmony in the air. I do not believe that this is found anywhere else except in Ahmadiyyat. All I saw was love abounding in all directions. He said, relating to the speech of Hazur, "This is an extremely beautiful picture of Islam not found in any other sect." So witnessing all of this with my own eyes, neither myself nor my family have any hesitation to accept Ahmadiyyat. When we returned and informed our family that we have accepted Ahmadiyyat, they replied, "Why did you not tell us about this? Why did you not bring us along with you? We also, listening to all of what you heard, also would like to enter into the Ahmadiyya community." Another friend, Salman Sahib, said that I was introduced to the community through an Ahmadi. I was extremely impressed seeing his morals. I tried to learn more about the Ahmadiyya community, and in this connection, I attended the Jalsa Salana. Experiencing everything, it transformed my life completely. The atmosphere of the Jalsa moved me. Such an organized and disciplined gathering I have never seen in my life or anywhere in the world. The morals, the good treatment, the love and affection in the atmosphere which I saw at the Jalsa is not seen anywhere else in the world except for in Ahmadiyyat. And based on all of this, I announce today that I enter into the Ahmadiyya community and needed the bet. So this good and kind treatment should be the hallmark of every Ahmadi, because that is a means of tabligh. Then another person from Bosnia also had taken the bet at the Jalsa. He said, "This is the first time I have attended the Jalsa Salana. At the Jalsa Salana, I had an opportunity to see Ahmadiyyat in practice at close hand, and I gained greater knowledge about the community. This is a true community which is established on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. When I heard what the Khalifa said at the Jalsa Salana, I decided I will take the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance, at his hand. Thus I did, and I have joined the Ahmadiyya community. I consider myself very blessed and fortunate that the Khalifa of the time called me close to him with his words. I now consider myself so fortunate that I am a member of this community, and I promise that I will spread this message everywhere." Then a guest from Belgium, Gario Sahib, said the following. He said, "Such a spectacular gathering is a very spiritual gathering, and it feels as if we all know each other since a long time ago. I first did the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance, via letter. Both out of fear and out of enthusiasm, my heart is beating rapidly. I will say all the Muslims that this is a true religion of Islam, and enter Ahmadiyyat to enter that true religion. It is unbelievable for me that today I am present to do the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance before the Khalifa. I remember that from an age of 14, I used to hear the hadith from the Muslim scholars that the Mahdi is awaited. Today, that desire is fulfilled. I have witnessed everything with my own eyes." Thus, the Jalsa is a form of silent tabligh or preaching, or the atmosphere, the surrounding, environment becomes a means of tabligh, as do the speeches, and all of this touches the hearts of people. Therefore, our every action, not just relying on the speeches, but every action of every single Ahmadi should be such that it has an excellent effect on the non-Ahmadis. And this should not just be for show or pretense. Rather, in reality and in essence, our every action should be a complete reflection of what is in our heart and what we really believe. At the Jalsa Salana, non-Ahmadis from different European countries also leave the Jalsa being greatly impressed. Even if they are not Ahmadis, they leave with a positive impression. In fact, some become ambassadors for Ahmadiyya community and do their own tabligh. This year at the Germany Jalsa, there were delegations that came from different countries. This included delegations from Lithuania, Latvia, Macedonia, Bosnia, Albania, Romania, Kosovo, Bulgaria, Kazakhstan, Malta, Belgium, Croatia, and Hungary. A female guest from Lithuania, Maria, said the following. She is a project manager in a legal accountancy firm. She said that participating in the Jalsa Salana is a great experience in my life. Often, I meet people from Dubai, Iraq, Iran, and Pakistan with relation to my work and who believe in Islam. Often, my friends and acquaintances say to me that these people believe in Islam and Islam is a religion of terror. However, after attending the Jalsa Salana, I have been compelled to acknowledge and accept that Muslim people are very good and they are those who help others. During these days of the Jalsa Salana, I felt as if I am in my own home. Thus, I will return and transform the opinion of my friends with regards to Muslims. Then a guest from Lithuania, Mr. Chpais, and he says the following. He is the foreign minister of an area called Uzbekistan. He said, this is a great Jalsa, and this gathering has transformed my opinions forever about Islam. I was not previously very familiar with this community, but the members of the community are extremely hospitable and affectionate. The idea to write the Holy Quran by different people is very good. And seeing different people of different countries united is also something that I feel is very good. Then a youngster from Marrakesh, Jalil, who lives in Belgium, said the following. My father, Abdul Qadir, did the bet at the occasion of Jalsa Salana UK. And he brought me to the Germany Jalsa. He said, for the first time, I have participated in any Jalsa. As a youth, as a youngster, I would like to say to my other young brothers that they should certainly participate in such events because this has increased my spirituality and I feel elated. When us youth walk along the streets in public, then seldom does anyone say salam to you out in public. But at a jalsa, every single person can be seen saying salam to other people. This is something which is very touching. I am extremely grateful to Allah the Almighty for enabling me such opportunity and for giving me the opportunity to participate in this annual convention, the Jalsa Salana. He says, when I first came here, I thought, what will I do here for these 3 days? However, when I took part in the proceedings of the Jalsa, when I experienced the brotherhood, compassion and love, I did not even realize how quickly these 3 days passed. On the third day of the Jalsa, I took part in the Bayat, the Pledge of Allegiance ceremony. Then from Macedonia and other places, people also came, and a Christian acquaintance, Tony, said the following. He says that I have a journalism background. I previously have partook in the Jalsa Salana, Germany and UK. Last year was my first Jalsa Salana I took part in here, and I was very impressed how many people were in attendance in this large gathering and that all the arrangements were excellently managed and organized. Everyone was disciplined, respecting one another, and first I thought that all of this is by chance. He could not understand if all of this was a reality or it was all like a dream to him. He said, "This Jalsa is a great gathering of humankind." He said, "In August, I attended the UK Jalsa Salana. Now I am in Germany, Jalsa again, and I have understood with certainty that the arrangements of the Jalsa Salana are very perfect. I am 52 years old. I have never seen such an ishtama in my life, a gathering in my life before. I saw no shortcomings in the arrangements of the Jalsa, neither in the UK nor in Germany. Journalists see things very critically, yet this is the beauty of Ahmadiyyat, that they see the same thing in all countries." Then there is a non-Ahmadi journalist who is a Muslim who said the following, that the organization of the Jalsa greatly impressed me. When I made the decision to attend the Jalsa Salana, I did not realize what the Jalsa would entail and how successful it would be. There are many things during the Jalsa which left a very positive effect upon me. I saw for the first time in my life that so many people are gathered in one place, all are disciplined and civilized, none of them had expressions of anger or looking at others with disdain and contempt. Everyone treated me excellently. He said he was very impressed by the speeches of the Khalifa, which he found very powerful and which touched everyone's hearts. The address and speech of the Khalifa pierced our hearts. He was surprised by the cleanliness in the toilets and how clean they were despite there being such large numbers. He said this left a great impression upon me. There was a friend with me who was a Christian. From the outset of the Jalsa Salana, he was so moved that he did not have the words to express. He said, "At this moment, while I am writing down my comments and sentiments, my acquaintance is demanding to have books on Islam." So he is also reading the history of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, and he is at this time listening to the poem that the Macedonian Ahmadiyya Muslim community read out at the occasion of the Jalsa. So the atmosphere of the Jalsa Salana acts as silent tabligh, or silent preaching. Dr. Adil is a person who came in the delegation from Bosnia, and he said that all the program and arrangements of the Jalsa Salana were very distinct. As a doctor, for the last 25 years, I have attended various functions and events. However, I have never seen such discipline and organization anywhere else. The foundation of Islam is upon obedience and discipline. And this is exactly what I saw here at this Jalsa Salana. Another guest, Mr. Daniel, said, "This Jalsa is giving life to thousands of those who are spiritually dead. But I am also one of those who have attended the Jalsa Salana and who has been infused with a new spiritual life." Although I am a member of the community for many years, I did not ever feel that spiritual flame within which I have obtained from this Jalsa. Now I have attained a new spiritual life. Then a non-Ahmadi Muslim guest from Bosnia, Nuria, said the following, "I used to hear mention of the Jalsa from people, but never had the opportunity to attend myself. This year, after participating, there was a strange and astonishing feeling within my heart. I am transformed from within, and it is difficult to explain this." Then how do people test and scrutinize things? People do not just simply come to attend. Rather, people also come to see, to test and scrutinize how Ahmadis actually are. they try to see where the flaws and shortcomings are. So there is Mr. Ammar, who is Syrian but is in Germany. He said, in reality, I am an opponent of the community. I came here to the Jalsa Salana to see the shortcomings and then promote and tell people about them. For 3 days, I left my mobile on the table, but nobody stole it. I saw the organizers and arrangements very closely and in great minute detail, but I did not see any shortcoming. But now, I am compelled to change my viewpoint of the community. For people to test us in this manner is completely inappropriate. There are some people who succumb to temptation. However, now we know that some people come with this intention. So every Ahmadi should be very careful and vigilant in this regard. There is another guest who is also originally from Syria, whose name is Ali. He said that I was introduced to the community by an Arab Ahmadi and I had the opportunity to participate in a Tabliq meeting. There was comprehensive detail discussed about the beliefs of the community and I was satisfied to a great degree. Then I had the opportunity to go with a family to the Jalsa. There I saw the spiritual atmosphere, the discipline and organization, and I was completely amazed. This is an excellent opportunity for me to spend time with you. Your excellent hospitality, your brotherhood, your sacrificing of the nights for our sake is all something which I am grateful for. Truly, the Ahmadiyya community is a Muslim community which presents the true teachings of Islam and establishes its glory upon others. It is our obligation through research to study and ponder to uncover this hidden gem and present it to the world. From Albania, there is a new Ahmadi, Florian, who says the following. I was extremely impressed by all the organization of the Jalsa. All of it was brilliant and excellently organized. It is difficult for me to say any part of the arrangement had any flaws or had any shortcomings in it. For such a wide-ranging arrangement to be so excellently organized is only possible through years of assessment, evaluation, planning and experience. He said that young children were smiling while giving water to the guests and were so happy as if they have found something which they lost. In short, every duty holder is absolutely committed, devoted and focused on their duty and filled with love for their guests. This is my first Jalsa, which I learned from the airport to the end of the Jalsa, that practical service, love and cheerfulness, kindness and generosity is something which I must show, and this is what I must impart to other people. He also took part in the Bet ceremony, and mentioning how it moved him, he said, during the time of the Bet, there was a wave of delight and joy, like a current which came through me, which I cannot explain in words properly. During the actual time of the bet, my hair stood on end. It seemed as if the entire venue had become a magnetic field and all are being attracted by this magnetic pull. He said the Jalsa was nothing short of like a dream for me. There is a guest from Kosovo, Mr. Byron, who says the following. I had heard about the Jalsa from many people, but I am so thankful to Allah the Almighty that I have personally partook in this and I have witnessed everything with my very own eyes. I saw the discipline, the good morals and etiquettes and the excellent discipline and organization of the community. Then he asked a question, what is the secret? Then he asked me a question directly, that what is the secret behind the strength of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community? That this is not a community made by any person. It is not a man-made Jamaat. Rather, there was a prophecy of the Holy Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and a promise of Allah the Almighty. And in that, it was said that there will be a time when the promised Messiah will come to the world. And he will form a community. So this is a community planted by the hands of God. This community, which has been established by Allah the Almighty by virtue of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, it has put Khilafat Ahmadiyya and the members of the community on the same string or cord. They are connected together, and it is under the shade of Khilafat that it is growing and flourishing. If this was a man-made organization, then for the last 125 years, the manner in which, in different ways, obstacles have been tried to be placed in its way, the community should have been completely annihilated by now. Quite a large number of people came from Bulgaria. There was a delegation of 76 people, and 25 of these were members of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, whilst the remaining were all non-Ahmadis. This included doctors, businessmen, retired high-ranking officials of the armed forces, teachers, and other educated persons. A female guest, whose name is Magda, said the following: "There are innumerable foreign refugees entering into Europe, and the local people have enmity towards them. A state of anxiety has developed." And she said regarding me, that is Azur, that your guidance is something which gives reassurance to the heart and is a solution to remove all anxieties. And she said, when you spoke about the rights and responsibilities of men and women, has greatly moved me. So therefore, for the non-Ahmadis to be impressed, also makes certain demands and requirements of us, which is that we have to greatly understand our responsibilities, and every one of our actions need to reflect those responsibilities. A guest, Stoya, said the following: "This is the first time I am attending the Jalsa Salana, and I learned something or the other anew or newly from every speech. Particularly the address of the Khalifa to the ladies greatly impressed me. He presented the beautiful teaching of Islam, something that is in dire need of today." There was a delegation also from Malta, which included a doctor. He is of Nigerian origin. He said that, "I did a 6-month course a few years ago to understand Islam. After this course, I felt that Islam alone is the place which I must go towards. However, the wrongful acts of certain Muslims, that stained the reputation and image of Islam. Then I had a period of investigation and study. The Ahmadiyya community is that single organization and sect of Islam that really presents the beautiful teachings of Islam and acts upon it. The definition and the interpretation of jihad given by the Ahmadiyya community, if followed by all other Muslims, then the world will become an abode of peace, and love and brotherhood will resonate in all directions." He says that the Ahmadiyya community believes Allah the Almighty is Rabbul Alameen, Lord of all the worlds. It does not say God is only the right of the Muslims. This has drawn me nearer to the Ahmadiyya community. He says those people who say that Allah the Almighty gave revelation, spoke and communicated before, but does not do so today, are completely wrong. The Ahmadis are true when they say that even today God speaks to His servants. Then he said, "I, in search of answers to my questions about Islam, came to attend the Jalsa Salana. Attending the Jalsa Salana and listening to the speech of Hazur, especially the speech on the second day to German guests, I can say has answered all my questions." He says that the definition given of jihad by the Ahmadiyya community should be published into a book and given to the Muslims and also to the non-Muslims. He said, "In terms of the people of Malta, I will greatly preach Ahmadiyya to them. I will inform them that the true Islam is that which is presented by the Ahmadiyya community. This is a message of peace and love. Now, we will jointly with the Ahmadiyya community spread its message throughout the country." There were three Christian women also in a delegation from Malta. One said to the missionary, she spent the second day in the ladies' marquee, and she said to the missionary, today the opportunity we had to spend time with the ladies and this is more enjoyable for us, and we felt more relaxed and comfortable there. Staying amongst the ladies, we felt we had more freedom, more liberation, and also self-confidence. It is our desire that we spend the entire remaining time of the Jalsa in the ladies' side. So this is also for the Ahmadi girls a lesson who think or who become influenced by those who say that there should be no distinction or distinguishing between the men and women, no separation between them, they should not be sitting separately. Some minds of our youngsters have been corrupted by this. A lawyer from Latvia, Arord, said the following, I had the opportunity to attend the Jalsa Salana for the first time. And before attending, I was not too familiar with Ahmadiyyat. But during these days, I have been able to learn a great deal about Islam. I have never seen in my whole life anyone more loving, serving and helpful than you. Attending the Jalsa Salana is a source of pride for me. I will return and reflect on my life. A female guest, Tina, said the following. At Jalsa Salana, Germany, the annual convention in Germany, in the speech of the Khalifa to the ladies, which was about the rights of women and the excellent example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this had an extremely positive impression upon me about women in Islam. I can now say how much importance women hold in Islam. The lady's speech at the Jalsa Salana greatly delighted me and surprised me as to how brilliantly Islam has granted rights to women and has explained the differences in the rights between the genders. After this speech, my knowledge was greatly increased as a result of listening to what was entailed within. Non-Ahmadi Muslim guests from Belgium, who are originally from Senegal, said the following. This person is a Muslim and said that, I have attended so many Muslim events and functions, but the organization I have seen here, I have not seen anywhere. He mentions an incident. He says, in the Jalsa Gar, the main Jalsa hall, a person fell from his seat. Then all the duty workers who were there, they rushed to help that person as if he was the most important person. Seeing this spectacle, I thought that everyone is given so much respect and regard here. Everyone is treated equally. Thus, to experience this example of love and brotherhood in this current time, to witness this with my own eyes, gives evidence that this truly is a rejuvenation of the religion of Islam. And in today's era, it is the Ahmadiyya community alone which is truly acting upon the teachings of Islam. Then he says, I would like to also testify to another thing. Often in countries in Europe today, there is heavy police presence and patrols, etc. And police and security are quite prominent. However, during these 3 days, despite the fact there were near to 40,000 people present, there were no disturbances or incidents to report, problems or accidents or the country's police or any such incidents. In fact, I do not even know what the uniform of the police here is in Germany. This proves that the Ahmadiyya community have understood the country's teachings and laws properly, and this is why the atmosphere here is peaceful. A female guest from Lithuania said the following, in my country, Lithuania, there is a saying that always learn and learn once again. She said, now in these days, I have learnt so much about Islam. I have come to realize that Islam gives special attention towards Hakuq al-Ibad, the rights to God's creation. I will return and convey the message of Islam to others. I would like to thank you that after this Jalsa Salana, most of all, I have observed a great change within me. My pious thoughts and desires are with you, and I hope to come to Jalsa Salana again. Then another guest, Mr. Araldo, who is an accountant, said, "The Jalsa Salana has instilled love for Muslims in my heart. Muslims desire peace, not war. ISIS do not present the true image of Islam. Whatever they are doing is for their own gains and interests." Our new Ahmadi Nadeem, Mr. Nadeem, said, "This is my third Jalsa. This is something with relation to good treatment and kindness and morals. As I said, all Ahmadi should display the highest morals. This is not just be with the new Ahmadis and the non-Ahmadis, but rather we must display compassion, sympathy and love between one another, and we must do so greatly. We must end all grudges and grievances." I said this at the Jalsa as well. He says, "This is my third Jalsa Salana. 2 months ago, I was in search of work and came to Germany. One day, I wanted to come to Beit al-Subur for prayers. I had the opportunity to go there by taxi. By chance, the taxi driver was an Ahmadi brother. The love and compassion which this Ahmadi brother hugged me with, it was completely matchless. I came to realize that this was a glimpse of the love that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, wished to see amongst his followers." As I have said before, with the grace of Allah the Almighty, there are similarly many other sentiments and comments sent by people. It is the grace of Allah the Almighty that He overlooks many of our shortcomings and covers our faults. And generally, most people who come to the Jalsa are left with a good impression. However, sometimes people indicate and highlight certain shortcomings and mistakes. Some guest reported that the device for listening to the translations was perhaps the first complaint that they can be better. Sometimes during the translation, there was a lot of noise heard in it, and other languages were mixed. I have also experienced this myself. I was listening to the session with the German guests. So on top of the Urdu translation, there were other translations mixed, and there was repeated interference. Organizers should give attention to this, that do not save money, but rather make good arrangements and get good devices. A non-Ahmadi guest from Macedonia, while mentioning some of her comments and sentiments, said that what I want to say is not all that important. However, I should mention it nonetheless. We were given food we are not used to eat. As a result of this, this caused me certain inconvenience. Another lady said, there were such ingredients and spices in the food which was extremely difficult for us to eat. So the food for the foreigners should be done properly by the organizers. These guests come in such small numbers that it is not difficult at all to make the arrangements for this. Then sometimes people believe that we have made pasta which can be eaten by everyone. However, not everyone eats pasta. There are people of different cultures and countries. Some people like certain type of food, certain type of curry or broth, which is thinner. So the local missionaries from those countries, they can easily find out what they eat and attention can be given to this. Then I also came to know that in the lady side, in the marquee for the guests, there was a lot of rush of Ahmadi ladies. Our ladies should give attention to this, and particularly the ladies organizers, that our girls and our ladies for the 3-day period of Jalsa Salana should not eat the special food, but should eat the food in the general langar or canteen. This would make it easier for the guests to eat. Then a lady asked me a question, and from the question it was obvious what she wanted to tell me or infer. She said that sometimes the appearance of ladies during the prayers was not right. The hair could be seen, some of the hair was not, head was not covered, and her objection was completely valid. The hair and head should be completely covered during this time. Attention should be given to this and care should be given towards this. Some mothers of children wrote to me complaints in letters, or also they wrote to me whilst praying that we pray that this can be better next year. They said that very young children and those who make a lot of noise, as compared to the elder children and their mothers, all should have separate places. There should be a separate place for the mothers with very young children, because otherwise the noise made by the children makes it difficult for others to listen to the speeches. Some people also drew my attention to the following, and several people have done so, that when the young girls were receiving awards, at the time MTA was showing a very close-up shot, whereas it is my guidance from beforehand that they should show the shot from far and the face should not be visible. First of all, the parda, the covering, should be correct of every woman, but if not, MTA should be more careful and mindful. If new female workers are not experienced in this or not briefed properly, then in future there should be restrictions and MTA should make necessary arrangements. With regards to feedback on the parda, I will later send it to the Sadr Lajna. There is no need to mention it now. During the days of the Jalsa Salana, people benefit from participating in it. They facilitate the tarbiyat, their own moral and spiritual training, and the Jalsa is also a means of the tabligh, the preaching of non-Ahmadis. But at the same time, we need to always look at our own errors and flaws and shortcomings. I do not need to mention so many shortcomings every time or highlight all of them, but it is definitely correct that there are shortcomings and errors. No arrangement or organization can be absolutely perfect. Where we are grateful to Allah the Almighty that He covered and overlooked many of our shortcomings, there we should also assess the arrangements. The organizers should look closely. We should look at all our shortcomings with a critical view. We should search for those flaws and mistakes, and we should look at what those are and pinpoint them. As I have said many times, a red book should be made and you should be included within that. And in future, you should try to overcome all of those shortcomings. This is the way we can improve our system. It is the duty of the officer, Jalsa Salana, that he should have a meeting with all the departments afterwards and he should say to them that note down all your shortcomings and bring them with you to the meeting. Wherever they see shortcomings, they should insert that and then bring it to the meeting so that through mutual consultation, the best improvements can be made for the following year. And if there are demands from members of the public and also points worthy of mention, then with an open heart, immediately strong planning should be placed to overcome this for the next time. May Allah the Almighty enable everyone to do this. During this tour, I also had the opportunity to place the foundation stones of certain mosques. These also proved to be a source of tabligh. Non-Ahmadi guests attend these functions, and when they come to learn about Islam, they become astonished that they had never ever heard or had been shown this aspect or perspective of Islam. I will also at this time present certain sentiments and viewpoints of guests. There is a Christian who said, "A few years ago, my son became an Ahmadi. This caused me great anxiety and worry because I am a Catholic Christian and I am very strict in my religion and I'm a firm adherent. I was sad that where has my son gone? And I saw Islam negatively and thought it was something harmful. However, today I saw your Khalifa and heard his speech and I came to realize what true peace is. Now I am satisfied that my son is in the right place." Then a female guest, she said the following, "I thought it was bad and I was also regretful. On what? He said that your Khalifa had to keep on saying that Islam is a religion of peace. However, I understand that in the world today, the wrong propaganda which is being done against Islam and so many incorrect things are being associated with Islam. So it is also necessary to repeatedly mention the truth to them. She said that the Khalifa very minutely and in great detail spoke about how Islam promotes peace. He said the way it was presented cannot be rebutted by anybody. He said the message is very simple and straightforward, that we should embrace everyone and we should live in mutual love and affection. Then she says, I do not have any issues with the Ahmadi Mosque. However, I have one regret. What does she have regret with? It is that the status of the mosque and church is one. The place of worship of Muslims, the mosques, and the place of worship of Christian churches are both equal. She said that yet, churches are allowed to be made in the center of the city and mosques on the outskirts, and they have to come from far to attend. Why do the council not give permission within the city, the council? So now people from amongst their own locals who were previously opponents to the mosque have now stood up to support the mosque as a result of attending such functions. And as a result of these inaugurations, that they say that our mosque should be allowed to be built within the heart of the city. The respected mayor said at one place that I was very proud that I thought I knew your community. But now I have come to learn about the true teachings of Islam and the help and the support that you are giving all around the world to people, because I had mentioned a few things in my speech. He said, I was delighted that I said that Islam even teaches to protect churches as well as the places of worship and sacred sites of all other religions. Then a guest, Sistifa, said the following, what I had thought would happen is completely different. I do not know what I was expecting, but this was nothing what was according to my expectations. Rather, it was a very peaceful environment where the Khalifa spoke about fulfilling the rights of other people, about showing love to one another and safeguarding them. Today, I learned about the basic principles of Islam, and it was extremely pleasing to hear that the Khalifa said, we should remain intact with our good qualities and characteristics, and we should not look to other people's shortcomings. Rather, we should overlook them and ignore them. He also mentioned the history of Islam. And he explained how the Holy Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, had to migrate from his home, yet persecution continued. I felt as if he had opened up a secret book of mystery on Islam, which was unknown to anyone before. Then a female guest said the following, I heard the message of the Khalifa, I heard his speech, and I have never heard such an excellent teaching about neighbors, such as that in found Islam. If everybody fulfills the rights of their neighbors, as the Khalifa had elucidated, then this world will become a haven of peace. The Khalifa said that rather than demanding for one's rights, you should focus more on giving rights to others. Certainly, this is a true definition of peace. At the inauguration of this mosque, the head of the district of this area said the following, that Ahmadis do not shake hands with women, and through this integration cannot occur. So this means you cannot be absorbed amongst us until your women shake hands with our men and your men shake hands with our women. So after he finished his address, in my short speech I replied to him. Upon this lady, analyzing what I had said, said I was delighted that the Khalifa spoke about the shaking hands issue. It is not necessary that every person in this room would have agreed with everything the Khalifa said. I agree with what he said. We should praise the qualities of other people and acknowledge them. This is what I learned from your Khalifa today, that for integration, it requires an effort from both sides. I know that, for example, Muslims don't eat pork. So if I invite a Muslim to my home, I will cook meat of other type. This is such a basic and fundamental thing. Similarly, if a Muslim man does not wish to shake hands with me, why should I forcibly compel him to shake my hand? Then a German guest said the following, I was extremely happy to hear that your Khalifa with great detail spoke about the issue of shaking hands between men and women. His speech was something I really wanted to hear with. The arguments that he gave are not something that which can be rebutted. He said it is not something. He said it's not a small thing in our society that men will not shake hands with women. But the Khalifa said something completely correct, that in a peaceful and tolerant society, we have to take care of the beliefs and traditions of others and be mindful of them. Then the lady who had come with the district head and who had said that men should shake hands with women, this lady had also come to the foundation stone ceremony of the mosque and also at the inauguration. That is, she came last year. She was previously very angry why men do not shake hands with women, because she was informed beforehand that I do not shake hands with women. Then she said that I am very happy that the Khalifa replied to all the questions and answered them that was made by the head of the district. Last year, on the invitation, it was written that Ahmadi men will not shake hands with women. I was extremely hurt by this. But today, the way that the Khalifa has elucidated the handshaking issue, if this was said to me before the invitation was sent, I would have understood immediately, although I believe that men and women can shake hands. But nevertheless, the speech of your Khalifa has transformed my viewpoint that we should not forcibly compel others to accept our traditions and rituals, and we should be mindful of the traditions of others. So one thing we should remember, that when you speak to others about your religion and your traditions and your rituals, then you should do so with wisdom. This is so that the message can actually resonate with them and you do not give them any emotional pain or hurt their sentiments. Now this lady, who was a representative of a church and who I have just mentioned, what she said was completely correct. She said, what was it needed to write to me specially in the invitation or letter that we do not shake hands, that when you come, do not try to shake hands with men? So, in other words, it was being said that we are calling you to this event, but remember, do not shake hands. Do not dare to do so, is what it basically was saying. There was no need to write this. If you have a doubt that she might not adhere to this, then do not call her. Yet you still called her to the inauguration of the event a year later. But it is good in one sense that the district head picked up this issue again and I had the opportunity to give a detailed reply. I also was not afraid at all when I addressed this issue. I spoke frankly and straightforwardly to them, but I spoke with wisdom. And perhaps the district head was not expecting such a comprehensive reply, because he was happy that he had received a reply. He also said that you have rebutted what I had argued in a very good way. So remember that we must not convince anyone by force. Yet at the same time, we must not move away from our teachings. We do not need to be embarrassed or ashamed in any matters relating to the religion. The teachings of Islam are so excellent that no Ahmadi boy or girl, woman or man should never have an inferiority complex. If we want to bring the world under the banner of Islam, then in every single matter we must demonstrate our examples and we must show courage and bravery and resolve. Now this woman who I mentioned, that on the invitation of the Foundation Stone ceremony before, it was written specially a message that about shaking hands. Apart from what I have said were her comments, she also said, "For 1 year, I was in great pain. I thought that I had been insulted for a whole year." And after the Foundation Stone ceremony, I went there with great love and brotherhood, but here in the inauguration I also came, but I was anxious. But today, after listening to what the Khalifa said, I am leaving with a smile on my face. And it is your right to decide whether you want to shake hands or not. Many people also presented their views about this. That now we have understood about real integration. And now we have understood about real Khilafat. One person also remarked, and this is a major thing which all of you men and women should listen to. It is very important. He said that your Khalifa, he was a young boy, he said your Khalifa is of an elderly age and he is a Khalifa. Perhaps he acts upon his teachings, but in terms of acting upon the teachings of Islam, we will come to know if it is really true if the young boys and girls act upon it. And do they actually stop themselves from shaking hands? Do Ahmadi boys and girls shake hands with men and women or not? This will tell us if they are truly, you're truly acting upon your teachings. He said, if other Ahmadi youth, boys and girls, act upon this, then I will believe that really you are those who act upon your teachings. Thus, this is a huge challenge for those living here, for every Ahmadi man and woman. This is a challenge which he has made to every Ahmadi, male or female. So now it is your responsibility to never fall into any inferiority complex. And instead, you must act upon even the smallest commandments in the religion and demonstrate to these people that even coming here to Europe, we do not have even a smallest doubt, misgiving or hesitation to believe in the superiority of Islam. Similarly, women should take care of their clothing and their covering. They should maintain their modesty and not allow it to be harmed in any way, shape or form. The Lajna should particularly give attention to this, and also the organization of Khudam should give special attention to the tarbiyat of the youth. Ansarullah also should not be neglectful of their responsibilities. All the organizations and the system of the community and the Jamaat should keep in view the practical weaknesses of the members of the community and form tarbiyati programs and strive to bring about the best results. Other people are starting to look and test what your actions and our actions are. May Allah the Almighty enable all of you to act upon this. I shall also inform you that the Jalsa and the mosque, through the mosque functions and Jalsas, more than 80 news reports were published. And approximately 74 million people were reached. 5 TV channels in Germany broadcast news. This included 1 radio channel, 3 news, and also 1 newspaper, SWR-TV, Baden TV, RTL TV, ZTF TV, and Albanian TV, all broadcast reports. There are also other reports published in the newspapers. Will the prayers be in the other hall? I gave the sermon here But because of the limitation of space, we will go to the other room to say the prayers in the reception. I will say my prayer, offer my prayers there. So you should wait here until I go to the other room, sit here calmly, and then join the prayers once I go and lead the prayers there. Last time when I came here, the area purchased by Lajna and Ansarullah, which has been called Baitul Afiyat, they had a large hall there and we had space there. But for this time, the council had certain objections. And these have still not been resolved. As a result, we could not have a space there to say the prayers. Thus today, the ladies as well have been stopped from coming for the Friday prayers and only the men have come. Although such a long period of time has elapsed, it was the duty of Lajna and Ansarullah that once they purchased the property, that they should have fulfilled the legal requirements so that as quickly as possible they could have made that place usable. Perhaps Lajna and Ansar remained idle that perhaps the council will come to us, that we will do this job for you. This will not happen. You would have to immediately take a step and measures to make work actually happen. Similarly, if Amir Sahib and also the Jaidad, the department are involved, they should immediately help. It should not be that they should remain idle for so many years that council will request us themselves that we can use our place. Remove this slackness and laziness and fulfill the requirements of carrying out your work.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, na'muduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'khiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر. اللهم صل على